At Holden Village, it has become the pattern once a week to return to the cross to pray, remembering the suffering and sacrifice that Jesus endured in order to make us whole. Tonight's worship is a simple service of intercessory prayer. The room is dark, inviting silence and stillness. As we immerse ourselves in scripture, song, and prayer.
During our prayers tonight, we practice our unity in Christ by offering prayers not just for ourselves, but also for others, for relationships that have been torn apart, and for our divided world, recognizing that the wholeness of the one is part of the wholeness of all.
Later in the service, we will be invited to kneel or sit by the cross. You may also remain in your seat to pray.
We sing together as a way of breathing prayer to God. Join the simple melodies as you feel called and able.
I invite the children from Narnia to come up and help lead this chant. The words are simply, "O Spirit, guide me," repeated a number of times, "O Spirit, guide me, in your way, guide me." And just listen to it the first time through. We'll sing it a number of times.
O Spirit, guide me now. O Spirit, guide me now. O Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me. Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me.
Now, if you all want to stay up here, we're going to sing it after a few more of the readings. We're singing again.
Jesus said, "The truth of the matter is, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve for a time, but your grief will turn to joy. When a woman is in labor, she cries out because her time has come. When she has borne her baby, she no longer remembers her pain, because of her joy that a child has been born into the world.
In the same way, you are now grieving, but I will see you again, and then you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. I have told you all this that in me you may find peace. You will suffer in the world, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
We grieve as we see the divisions of this world, the persecution of the disempowered by the powerful, the disparity between rich and poor, the disconnect between humanity and nature. We grieve as we see these divisions within creation and within our own communities. We grieve as we know this division within ourselves.
We come to the cross to lay down our grief for the world, for our communities, for ourselves, and for all of creation. We come to find peace as we pray that God's Spirit will unite us soon. We come to the cross as part of our active waiting for Jesus' reign of joy and peace.
Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. Oh, Spirit, guide me now. In your way, guide me.
Jesus prayed to God, saying, I pray that they may be one in us. I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one, as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may be made perfect in unity.
As we are united in the name of Christ by the power of the Spirit, for the will of God. We are an expression of that for which we hope and pray, God's people living at peace with one another in the unity of God's love. This is the glory of God, to live in the present as a united example of God's coming peace and joy.
Jesus says, "The truth of the matter is, if you ask Abba God for anything in my name, it will be given to you. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy will be complete."
We have been promised that God hears our prayers. God is eager to turn our grieving into joy. This is the promise of Christ. With this promise, we boldly come before God with our cares and with our joys.
When the music begins, you are invited to come to the cross to pray. Come alone or bring another. The candles near the cross are for us to light, a visible sign of our many prayers united as a light of hope.
Jesus has made the cross a sign of God's abiding presence with us, even in our deepest trouble, our deepest pain. Come now to Christ, who joins this world in its trouble, and being united with us, leads us towards the peace the world cannot give.
Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
Come and fill our hearts.
hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Oyenos, mi Dios. Oyenos, mi Dios. Listen to your people. Oyenos, mi Dios.
Oyenos, mi Dios.
By breath, by blood, by body. By blood, by body. Nothing can trouble. Nothing can frighten. Those who seek God shall never go wanting. Nothing can trouble. Nothing can frighten. God alone fills us.
Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. Those who seek God shall never go wanting. Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. God alone fills us. Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. Those who seek God shall never go wanting. Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. God alone fills us. Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. Those who seek God shall never go wanting. Nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. God alone fills us.
Take, O take me as I am. Summon out what I shall be. Set your seal upon my heart and live in me.
Take, O take me as I am. Summon out what I shall be. Set your seal upon my heart and live in me. Take, oh, take me as I am. Summon out what I shall be. Set your seal upon my heart and live in me.
As I am, summon out what I shall be.
Set your seal upon my heart and live in me. Take, oh, take me as I am. Summon out what I shall be. And live in me.
Let us pray. Three in one, source and image of perfect unity, into your wide and welcoming embrace, we place all for whom we pray. Grant that we, having turned toward you in prayer, now might turn toward one another in peace, and tend the world with justice and mercy, our lives being one with those of all people and all creation everywhere. For the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.
As you leave this evening, please leave quietly. Go in peace and joy, or remain here in silence to pray.